Welcoming back to the show. They've been on with us individually, but never together. And so we're excited to have Angela Cartwright and Bill Mumy with us. You have had wonderful careers, not only as actors. Angela, an incredibly talented artist. Bill, a terrific musician and songwriter. But they will always be Will and Penny Robinson of Lost in Space, and they have teamed up to write a brand new book called Lost and Found in Space 2, Blast Off into the Expanded Edition. Angela, Bill, welcome back.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
I'm well. It's so good to have you guys back with us and to be together. And first of all, happy anniversary, because I saw, I think, on social media that you posted, Bill, that Lost in Space premiered 56 years ago last night.
It blows my mind. I mean, you know, it's amazing. Time is a bizarre river, but indeed, it debuted 56 years ago, and, you know, it was worth writing about, because Lost in Space just makes people happy, so we figured it was our duty to the world.
Well, we appreciate you doing that, but I want to go back in time, if we can go back 50, maybe 56 and a half, 57 years, whenever you got the opportunity to be on the show. Both of you had pretty impressive resumes coming into your work on the series. Angela, I'll start with you. What did you think when you heard the concept behind Lost in Space?
Well, I loved the idea. I mean, nobody had walked on the moon at that point, and to actually have a family in space kind of captured my imagination, and to be able to do it in a show rather than in person was even more becoming to me, because I don't think I'm brave enough to go up there. But the idea always fascinated me, and I loved space, and so I had a blast on the show.
Bill, did you have a sense that it was going to be a hit when you first heard about it?
You know, in those days, I was just going from one project to another, and I don't think longevity was on my mind at 10 years old, but Will Robinson was really a little comic book type superhero character, which is all I ever really wanted to do as a kid, was, like, you know, be a superhero. So Will Robinson kind of fulfilled that desire. I mean, he had a robot, and he had a laser gun, and he actually used it, and he saved the day quite a lot. So I loved that guy. I loved playing that guy.
So the book is an expanded version of one you did earlier, and I understand you got access to a lot of wonderful photos, many of which have never been seen before by people. And not only have you added those, but you've also added some wonderful stories about the making of the series.
Absolutely. The book, we came across the archives. Kevin Burns gave us access to all new pictures in Irwin Allen's archives that were at CBS. And it just warranted having an expanded version, because there were many images that nobody had seen before. And then out of that came so many stories. You know, it was during the pandemic. Bill and I just kind of exchanged ideas and thoughts and stories, and it was like revisiting, you know, junior high or your grammar school, and all of a sudden you're like going, oh yeah, I remember that. So the stories are very much expanded, and the pictures are, there's over 925 pictures, and there's so many additional pages to this version of the book. There's 352 new pages, so it's something else.
Yeah, you know, it was about time to start, you know, giving up the real stories. We held on to them for a long time, but I said, "Come on, let's tell the secret stuff." So this book really kind of pulls back the curtain.
One of the great things about the series, and when you go back and rewatch it, is what a really talented cast it was. Everybody on the show was so good, and all of them got their moments to shine in the series. And a couple of my favorite episodes in Lost in Space are the ones where each of you got a chance to show your stuff. Angela, my friend Mr. Nobody, even as a kid, was one of my favorites.
Oh, that's my favorite, too. I love the way it was shot. The idea of talking to, you know, this force. I don't know. There was something very special about that episode, I thought. And it really kind of, that first season really grabbed the essence of the show as it was originally kind of proposed to the world. And then it kind of changed a little bit.
What had happened was Irwin Allen's the creator and producer of the series, his original version was a pretty dark, science fiction story with this pioneer family against the alien environments that they might encounter, and beautifully shot in black and white with a very dramatic score from John Williams, who was just, beginning his career. And CBS, the network that originally aired our series, aired it at the family hour time slot, and they started to get a lot of, I was going to say emails, a lot of letters saying it was too scary for the little kids. So about midway through the very first season of Lost in Space, the tone of the show was kind of commanded to be changed to a more lighter comedic sense by the network. But what's interesting is since the original book had been published, the new Netflix series has been on the air, which is very much in sync with the original feeling and first season, or at least half of the first season, that we had originally done. And Angela and I have both been a part of the new Netflix season. So there's a lot of the Netflix Lost in Space, and there's a lot of stuff in the book regarding returning to Lost in Space after 50 years.
Well, like every young boy who was of age to watch the show back in those days, I, of course, identified with Will. And so one of my favorite episodes was always Return from Outer Space, because I thought, yes, that's exactly how nobody would believe me.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite episodes because, he really did make it back to Earth. It really was within his own time, and yet they still wouldn't let him make a phone call. It was pretty ridiculous. But I'm sure you were wearing some velour back in the day.
I wish I had it now.
Velour, you can blame that on Lost in Space.
So does Bill. He loves a good velour shirt.
That's true.
And can I say, it is just an absolutely wonderful thing, because she's a national treasure, that June Lockhart is still with us.
I know.
June is amazing. And the June we know is not like the June that the public perceives. The June we know is a real rock and roll gal. And, she's 95 and hanging tough.
That is awesome. So can you share maybe one or two stories from the book, some inside stuff that will encourage everybody who's on the fence, I don't know why they would be, to get their hands on the brand new Lost and Found in Space 2?
Ange?
Oh, there's just so many stories. I'm just thinking. Let's see. We talk a lot about our life together, Bill and me, growing up as two young kids running around the studio and going and visiting other sets and exploring just as kids do. I mean, when I think, we used to go under the stages where was the huge fans and air conditioning, which was, in those days, 56 years ago, what it was, this huge, fan. And I think that we used to explore down there like we were visiting some alien nation. It's dark. It was creepy. I was scared to death. But Bill, being the superhero, led the way. You got me.
We get into the we get into the romance stuff too, and there's a lot about the pranks that were pulled on the cast, and some moments that were not so flattering that got shared, and some moments hello?
Oh.
Somebody's getting a call.
Seriously, I think aliens are actually listening in.
Probably.
Yeah, Alpha Control's on the line trying to send us back to pre-planet.
It is wonderful, though, and I think for fans, one of the things that makes us happy is that you two have remain very, very close friends, and no matter where your lives have taken it, you've stayed together, and I think people just love seeing that, but especially when they realize that it's genuine.
Absolutely. I mean, the story focuses on the years that we were filming Lost in Space, but then we stayed in school together, and then we dated each other, and then we've collaborated on a lot of projects after that. So, in essence, it's also a 50-year story of our relationship.
And now we share, well, we don't share grandchildren.
We don't share them. We didn't make them together, dear.
Now we share the experiences of being grandparents. So it's been a long, long time, you know, that I've known Bill. And a lot of that is touched on in the book. It does go beyond Lost in Space through conventions and the Netflix show, which Bill mentioned. So it's kind of an all-encompassing book, and there's just so much more in it. And I think fans are going to love it.
Now, how can people get their hands on a signed version of the book? Because I'm sure they would love to have that.
Yep, that can happen.
Yes, it can. The signed versions are available at AngelaCartwrightStudio.com, and you'll see the purple book right there on the first page. Just click on that. For all other orders that are not signed, go to ncpbooks.com, and that will instruct you on where to go to buy the book unsigned.
NCP, that's Next Chapter Publishing, our publishers. Lovely, lovely. Right. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
But the signed versions were, you know, Bill's been coming over and signing them, and we're trying our best to get them out. There's been quite a response to this new book. So doing our best to get it out as soon as possible.
Well, it's wonderful news. We can't wait to get our hands on a copy here and to check it out. And I know you've both got more wonderful projects of your own coming up as well. We hear more Barnes & Barnes music possibly coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for bringing that up, Rich. There's a brand new Barnes & Barnes studio album being released on Demented Punk Records on November the 5th, and it is very Twilight Zone-esque. It's a pretty creepy project. I think you'll dig it.
We'll look forward to that.
Creepy beauty.
And Angela, we talked with you about this when you were on before, the artwork, the amazing work that you do, and people can get a look at it on your website and on the Facebook page. It's just some beautiful things that you craft.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. It is my sanity, and making art is something I love to do. So I like to share it, and it's available on my website, too. So, you know, it's just fun to tool around and go to both of our websites for old pictures and careers and stuff like that, BillMumy.com and Angela-Cartwright.com.
So 56 years later, what is it about this series that still draws people back and makes them love those characters and are eager to hear the stories about what went on?
Well, you know, outer space and exploring unknown worlds and coming into contact with never-seen beings before is a great canvas for your imagination to run wild in and paint as you wish. And I don't think that'll ever go out of style, because obviously the universe is vast. And
You know, I think people, you know, you can imagine what is it like. And I think it was a family going up in space. I mean, we hadn't even walked on the moon. It was such a new thing that I think people kind of really loved the idea. How would that be? Of course, now people are going into space, and there's new ones.
And I'm sure they're running into giant talking carrots all over the place.
How did the Robinsons get into space? You weren't even billionaires.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Mission Control had that, I guess, figured out.
The book is called Lost and Found in Space 2. Wonderful memories of the show and story of a wonderful friendship as well. Angela Cartwright, Bill Mumy, it's a delight to have you both back with us. I look forward to seeing the book and hope you'll come back and join us again down the road with future projects.
Sure will. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bill and Angela on Downtown, Lost and Found in Space 2. The expanded edition. Blast off. Can't wait to see it. Great stuff indeed.